More now on today's one-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon attack. As the region reeled from the events of a year ago, Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital in Boston was front and center in the recovery as it treated and cared for those injured in the twin explosions. This morning, WBUR's Dolores Handy offers an inside look at the work and the healing environment inside Spalding at its brand-new facility.
When the explosions hit on that third Monday in April of last year, Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital was 12 days away from moving into its new building at the Charlestown Navy Yard. Among the first patients on move-in day, more than a dozen marathon survivors, some just released from acute care hospitals. They'd lost limbs, suffered burns and nerve damage. Many still had shrapnel embedded in their bodies.
What happens in great places like the Mass General, where they save people's lives that would have otherwise been lost?
David Storto is president of Spalding Rehabilitation Network and Partners Continuing Care, which includes three other hospitals as well as 23 satellite facilities.
You know, we like to say that once then they come to rehab, we give the quality of life back after that life's been saved.
Straighten out just a little bit.
Okay. Keep going straight.
People just generally at the onset of a significant disability, they're more concerned about the basic things in life. Are they going to be able to walk again? Are they going to be able to dress themselves again? Are they going to be able to brush their teeth again without being dependent and requiring support of other people?
Nice and slow. Good job. Nice work today.
32 marathon survivors were treated on an inpatient basis at Spalding, including all but one of the 16 who suffered amputations and had to learn to walk on prosthetic limbs. Among them, the youngest of the marathon amputees, first grader Jane Richard, and Mary Daniel. She's a medical school graduate who was a spectator watching the runners at the finish line when the bombs went off. Her left leg was so badly damaged in the explosions, it had to be amputated above the knee. Doctors were able to save her right leg, even though some of the muscles had been blown away.
When the doctor came in, they were explaining all the damages and everything else that had happened. The only thing I could think of, I'm glad I'm still alive. And that's what I'm looking for to life, living life to the fullness.
Now, 1 year later, Mary and all of the other amputees are working with prosthetic limbs. Most of them are still receiving outpatient treatment at Spalding or one of its satellite facilities. Spalding's new $225 million hospital makes a statement. Every patient room in the 132-bed structure comes with a view. Patients can lose themselves in thought, looking out over Boston Harbor or the Mystic River, watching the giant ships roll in, small sailboats glide by, or airplanes ascending into the sky from Logan Airport. Even the physical therapy and occupational therapy rooms offer spectacular waterfront views. Hospital President Storto says the new building was designed to reflect how much rehab has changed over the years, no longer relegated to windowless rooms in the basements of hospitals.
What we wanted to do when we built this hospital was make a bold statement about getting rehab out of the basement and making sure that for the patients who are coming here, they had an environment and an ambiance that was most conducive to doing their rehab care.
But there was one design flaw that was pointed out during a tour near the end of construction by spinal cord injury patient advocate David Estrada.
The first thing I noticed is that I couldn't see out the window. I'm sitting in a wheelchair. The wall was up to above my eyesight, head height. And I said, gee, you guys must really want people to work hard because you can't see out the window.
The window sills were lowered at a cost of $300,000. The 9-story building sits on reclaimed land, made possible with support of former Boston Mayor Tom Menino. But it came with a cost. Hospital President Storto.
In terms of this site, it was so polluted. We've paid $25 million to clean up this site.
For the past 8 years, Spalding has recruited more than 100 individuals to run the Boston Marathon to raise money to support the work of the hospital.
The marathon bombings and the needs of the survivors really did catapult Spalding in particular into the limelight, and for all the wrong reasons gave us an opportunity to educate the public in ways that we otherwise would not have had about the importance of rehabilitation, about issues of physical disability, and to, you know, have the public become more and more aware about just what the possibilities are for people to return to very, very gainful lives.
Storto himself is a marathoner, and he too will be running again this year, running for those who can't. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.